Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
God knows what's going to happen as the rest of the year unfolds. We may have Joe Biden taking the oath of office on January 20th of next year. I don't know if that's what's going to happen. I'm getting all these emails this morning saying, watch out, Sidney Powell is about to unveil her legal challenges in Georgia, and this is going to change the name of the game. Hey, I hope that's true. I mean, if there has been widespread cheating, and I suspect there probably was, the question is whether you can prove it. If she can prove it, I am all about it. So let's see how this unfolds today. Just wanted to mention that I'm being told that we're going to get some earth-shattering news today. But you know what? We'll see. David Williams is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. He's with us this morning because a lot of people really did believe Joe Biden when he said, don't you worry, unless you're one of those rich white people who makes more than $400,000 a year, you're not going to see your taxes go up. Now, I've been around enough politicians to know that's, especially ones who have ideas for new programs, that's probably not going to be the way that this shakes out. What do you think, David?
Good morning, and I agree. Listen, I don't believe really much of what any politician says, but when it comes out of Joe Biden's mouth, I really don't believe it, especially when it comes to tax increases, because Democrats fundamentally believe that the government should have more power, more money, and the way you do that is with a tax increase, and that's what they want to do. And you mentioned the Georgia race. And, you know, we used to have October surprises. Now it could be a November surprise, a December surprise, maybe even a January surprise
at this point.
Who knows, right?
Yeah. Well, not a flat out income tax increase, and see, you know, unfortunately, you got to kind of parse their words and see what is it that they're leaving open as a possibility. How does Joe Biden execute on this to bring more revenue in? I mean, of course, I think of death taxes and capital gains taxes and still taxes that individual citizens wind up paying. But it's technically, technically, it's not a yearly income tax.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we have to look at is healthcare and Obamacare and Obamacare on steroids, because he wants to bring back the individual mandate. And he wants to bring back the penalty for the individual mandate. And that is a tax. Let's be honest. That is what that is.
That's why it stayed in law.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so if that comes back, we're talking about people getting a tax increase at every income level. So this isn't just for people, you know, $400,000 and above. Bringing back the individual mandate will have that effect as a tax increase on the wealthy, people in the middle income and lower income. So this is could be extremely destructive. And he wants to do this at a time where the economy really wants to come out of this funk. I mean, we see the unemployment numbers. We see the stock market. You know, we're not quite out of the, you know, what's happened in the past 7 or 8 months. But the economy wants to come out of this. But Joe Biden is pushing it down, and he wants to push it down because this has the wrong fundamental belief that government is the answer. Government is not the answer. Small business, entrepreneurs, even big business, that's the answer to this economy.
I've really been beaten up on, at least on Facebook, by a lot of people who've taken exception to my assessment of the COVID situation, because I think a lot of Democrat legislators and governors have looked at COVID and have seen who it's hurting and have said, you know what, honestly, it's gaining authority and power for me. It's solidifying authority and power for me as a Democrat governor and for the government. And it's hurting all the right people. It's hurting the middle size businesses, the family-owned businesses. They generally vote Republican anyway. They're against higher taxes. And so if COVID can do some damage to them and weaken them politically and, you know, maybe push them out of business without my fingerprints being on it, then that winds up being a net positive. I mean, that is that's an awful thing to say, but I think that's true.
But look at what happens after that. If they push them out of business, then they have to get government benefits, and then they become dependent on the government. So this is what their game plan is. They're playing the long game here, right? Is that, you know, if a small business goes out of business, then they have to look to the government, and they become dependent on the government. And that's really the last thing that we want to do. And, you know, the thing that is, you know, the loss of life obviously has broken my heart the past 7 or 8 months. But seeing these small businesses across this country that have been decimated by these lockdowns, and these are people that were saving their whole lives just to get a little bit of the American dream, just to open a small business, you know, hire 2 or 3 people, just to, you know, do whatever they do to, you know, to get by. And in 2017, the tax reform really gave an amazing boost to that. And I've spoken to a lot of small businesses, and it was right after tax reform passed in 2017. And they said, you know something, I can hire more people now. With changing the tax code, I can bring more people in. And we saw a reversal of that this year. And I think it was the wrong thing to lock down the economy, because we've seen the destruction that it has done to these small businesses.
Yeah, well, Gary just had in his newscast the dining ban in Los Angeles and in parts, well, I guess, large parts of California. And I you know, what's puzzling to me is when I lived in California, when I lived in L.A., a lot of those restaurants were not the chains. The restaurants we went to family-owned, first and second generation immigrants to California. So in this case, Governor Newsom out there may be hurting some of the people who would have traditionally given him credit for being a Democrat. That might wind up being a negative. Who knows? Hey, David Williams, the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, I appreciate the chance to talk to you. And we will bring you back on as Joe Biden makes more announcements. Thank you.
It's going to be busy. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!